The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Our Monday expert is Johnny O'Callaghan, director of taxplanner.ie. He's going to answer all the inheritance tax questions. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. Thanks for having me. Johnny,
we'll go straight into the questions because there are so many. I have a single child, 25, and we have a very valuable property. How can I leave the property without having to pay all the inheritance tax? Or would I be better selling it or setting up a trust? Is there a tax specialist that can advise?
So, Pat, what you'd look at there, I'm assuming here now that the property is the person's principal private residence.
Yeah.
So there's a relief available. It's called a dwelling house exemption. So if the child was to live in the house with them, and the child lived in the house for at least 3 years before the house was to be passed on, and they didn't have an interest in any other property at the time,
they could, if they had one, they could sell it and keep the cash in their bank account.
And, is this the parent or the
and
child?
And then live the child. If the
so
child,
if the
has
child
a,
had another property, the problem is they wouldn't qualify for the dwelling house exemption.
But if they sold the property?
If they sold the property when they inherited it, though, the problem
no, would no, be. No, no, no. I mean,
if the parents sold
the parents are getting old, they're about to snuff it. I'll sell my house and I'll move in for the next 3 years.
Yes, but the child didn't have a house themselves at the time, then yes, that is a way of doing it.
Yeah, okay. Regarding inheritance tax, my aunt left me a number of shares which were quite valuable at the date of her death and incurred inheritance tax. However, now that they're finally in my name, 2 years later, they're worth half the value I inherited them at. I want to sell them before they devalue further and wonder, can I claw back any of the inheritance tax I paid, as technically they're worth less? I'm aware that if I sell them for a higher value, I'd have to pay additional tax. So it seems unfair that it doesn't work both ways.
Unfortunately not. There's two different taxes at play here. The first one is capital acquisitions tax, or the inheritance tax when the shares were gotten originally. The second one, where you would be paying tax on an uplift, is actually capital gains tax. So the fact that there's a loss in them means you can't claim it back against capital acquisitions. The loss could be carried forward against a different capital gain in the future. But unfortunately, there's nothing that could be done against the initial inheritance.
Can you ask your expert, is it better to have a will or a trust? And what are the advantages, disadvantages of a trust?
So we'd always recommend that everybody has a will, regardless of whether you're going to have a trust at the end of it or not. A will is a very, very important document that should be used. And it helps people, we find, an awful lot when they are dealing with the death of a loved one, that the wishes of the person are, they know what they want to have from them. A trust, on the other hand, generally, we're asked this question an awful lot by people. I think it's influenced from America, but we usually wouldn't recommend a trust for people. Depending on the reasons for setting up the trust, there could be, if you're leaving it to a child who's incapacitated, there are very good reasons for actually setting up that trust. If you're just leaving it to children, say adult children, because you want to avoid paying capital acquisitions tax, what we found in the past when we actually run the calculations of the taxes due, including there's a thing called discretionary trust tax that's due on trust that's set up just to try and, we're going to say, prolong the effects of capital acquisitions tax. There's a 6% initial charge on it and a 1% charge every year on the assets in the trust. So usually we would say...
And then when the trust finally is realised, they pay full tax.
They won't pay capital acquisitions tax anyway. The trust will pay taxes as it goes along on the income that's in it, and then the children or the beneficiary, sorry, of the trust will be paying taxes, the assets come out anyway. So generally you've found you're making a situation very complex to, at the end of it, usually not actually avoid any charges.
Can the trust make money?
Like, yes, of course it can.
It can.
Absolutely.
So it could do it better can. Than the taxes
it
that
can,
might be paid.
It can, but what happens is the trust will pay tax on the assets in the trust anyway. And then the children will have to pay capital acquisitions tax to take the assets out of the trust.
We got our mother's house valued for probate and the estate and so on. Now, a year later, the house has gone up in value. But we've been told because it was valued lower before probate was sorted, we'll pay a 1/3 in tax for anything it goes over from the original valuation, which seems extremely unfair as we're allowed over 300,000 inheritance tax-free. So how can that be fair?
So again, we're coming back to the capital gains tax and capital acquisitions tax difference. The house was inherited at the value at the time under capital acquisitions tax rules. Now, when it's being sold, the uplift in value is liable to the capital gains tax. Now, they're both at the 33% rate, so a lot of people would mix up the two taxes, and during an awful lot of the time, the two taxes happen at the same time.
Now, obviously, if probate was quick, which it's not... I mean, that's another. The state is responsible for probate, and if the state is tardy, it does seem unfair that people might be penalised in this way.
It could be. It's the valuation. So it's very important to make sure that the valuation is done correctly. I'm not saying to increase the value of the valuation, but it's important to get a third party valuer in who's very knowledgeable about the situation.
When an estate comes to be settled, if two of the four siblings live outside the state in the UK, what are the tax implications? Does revenue have a say in money sent outside the state, or will it be a matter for Her Majesty's Revenue Commissioners?
Yes, they do. So revenue have a say in inheritance tax if any of the three conditions are valid. So if the person, the beneficiary, is tax resident in Ireland, revenue will have a say on it. If the person who is disposing of the assets through the inheritance is resident in Ireland, revenue will have a say in it. And lastly, if the assets themselves are situated in the country, revenue will have a say in it.
Now, there's more questions. If a daughter is tax resident in Germany and inherits from me in Ireland, how is inheritance handled? And another one about France. How will it affect two siblings, one in Ireland, one in France? Will they be treated differently?
No, they won't be. So assuming all the assets are in Ireland and that the disposer is tax resident in Ireland, everything will go underneath Irish capital acquisitions tax.
And are there tax treaties between the two countries?
Yes.
If you suddenly get a wad of money from Ireland,
yes,
in France, do you pay tax in France?
It depends on the French tax treatment of it. And that's the problem. Every country has a different way of assessing inheritance tax. So the UK is a different one. We have, America has as well. There's vastly different thresholds. So what we'd always say to people is you do need to get two tax advisors. You need to get a specialist in each of the countries that you're dealing with.
If you have a property or business that's over the inheritance threshold, what is the best way to manage this for the future generation? Would it be better to create a company with your children as directors?
So it depends on what you're actually saying here by the property or business, but I'm just going to assume it's a business we're talking about. There's a very, very generous relief called business relief, where you're allowed to value the business at 10% of its actual value for inheritance tax purposes. So you get a 90% write-off. So say a business is worth 10 million. For tax purposes, once it qualifies for all of the conditions, it's actually only worth 1 million. And then you can use your thresholds against that as you would normally. So there's a couple of conditions to that. One of them is that the assets are held for 6 years after inherited. It's very, very beneficial. And it's something we'd always say to people from a planning perspective. If you have a business, make sure you qualify for it. If they're talking about going into a company with their children now, the problem is they could have a disposal for capital gains tax purposes themselves and trigger a tax event today.
What's the most tax efficient way to leave assets to siblings, nieces, nephews? I'm in my 50s with no children.
Okay, so what we'd look at there is, one, what is the overall value of the estate and how much do you want to leave to each of the people? So you could have, say, three siblings, two of whom have children and one who doesn't. You might say, look, I want everybody to get a third, or I'd like, say, each family to have a third, sorry, or I want each of the 10 people I'm related to have something. So what we'd look at there is, one, how can you maximise their Group B thresholds, which are currently 40,000. There's also a very, very good exemption. It's called a small gift exemption, which allows you to give anybody up to 3,000 euro a year tax-free. And that doesn't come against their lifetime thresholds. And that can be used for anybody in the country.
My last surviving parent died in February of 2022. Probate came through in April 2023. I inherited 330,000 at the time. However, there's still a small amount of money left in investments that have taken some time for the solicitor to cash in. I believe I might be due another 15K. Can you ask your expert whether I'll have to pay inheritance tax based on the pre-budget rate of 335K or the new 400K threshold? I received no other gifts in the last 10 years.
Yes, unfortunately, it will be on the old thresholds. However, something to note here, just because you're only slightly above the threshold, any of the solicitor's fees would be allowable against the inheritance. So that might bring you back underneath the threshold.
With no mortgage, an industrial unit freehold in my father's name, he has given it to my brother and I verbally. He is terminally ill. Should we transfer it to us now and pay the necessary taxes, or wait and naturally transfer it to us in the future? Any advice?
So I'd be very, very careful here now about the bit verbally. If the asset has actually been transferred, you're going to have three different taxes that need to be looked at. First, you're going to have capital gains tax for your father on the disposal of the property. Secondly, you'll have stamp duty for yourself getting the property. And then thirdly, we have to have a look at capital acquisitions tax. So if you were to pass the asset purely through a will, through an inheritance, the capital gains tax is not a chargeable event for it, nor is it for stamp duty. So I'd be looking here, not giving full advice, but I would definitely consider having a look at letting it pass through the estate.
Letting it pass through the estate.
Yes.
My father passed away and left me, say, 120,000 in the will. He loved my three children, who were very good to him. Can I pass this inheritance to each of my children, 40k each, as part of the Group B tax exemption? They're not mentioned in the will.
Unfortunately not. There is a condition in the capital acquisitions manual where if it's a gift, connected parties, when a gift is passed on, could use those thresholds. But because of the fact it's an inheritance, that wouldn't work. And what would happen
but
is...
But he could give it to them in 3,000 dribs and drabs over
he
the
could,
next
yes,
few years.
He could definitely use the 3,000 dribs and drabs, no problem at all. If he was married and his wife, he could give her the 3,000 and she could also give it to the children, would be a way of moving it along.
I have a disabled son who's a ward of court, as was awarded a large sum of money. What happens re-inheritance to his parents if they outlive him, or most probably his sisters and his nieces?
So I'm not 100% sure on the technicalities from the legal side of it there, but let's just say if the parents were to inherit, the parents are entitled to claim the Group A threshold from a deceased child. If the parents had predeceased their son and he was leaving it to his siblings and his nieces, they'd be entitled to the Group B threshold.
I am lucky enough to own 4 properties that are rented out. Can I turn all of this into a business and pass it on to my children as a business?
It would depend on how much work is going into managing those properties and if you would have any capital gains tax on the disposal of those assets into the company itself. So that would be liable from the increase, which I'm assuming would be from when the properties were purchased until what their value is today. You're also going to have a look at stamp duty there on the transfer of the properties.
All right, this one. We need to get tax clearance for 2 siblings living abroad in order to distribute inheritance from our father, but neither our accountant or solicitor can advise us on how to get this tax clearance. Can you please tell if we get this tax clearance from Irish Revenue or revenue in the country our siblings live in?
No, you can apply directly to Irish Revenue through that. You go through my inquiries. There's a process in there if you Google capital acquisitions tax clearance for non-residents. There's a full manual on what needs to be included in there and it can be sent to Revenue through my inquiries. You'd be able to do that through your own My Account, but your accountant who's dealing with it should be able to deal with that for you.
Johnny O'Callaghan, MD of John O'Callaghan Associates and Director of TaxPlanner.ie. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.